1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. G7 foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting in Italy, warning of new sanctions against Iran for its drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, even as Israel appears to strike back overnight. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Israel had been understandably secretive about exactly how this attack would be carried out and certainly when. There was an enormous amount of internal debate in Israel about the scope of this attack, with hardliners wanting to send a strong message of deterrence. But it appears this strike was limited to a military facility in Isfahan in hopes that there would be no escalation.
At the G7 meeting, Secretary Blinken saying,
I'm not going to speak to these reported events. All I can say is that for our part and for the entire G7, our focus has been on de-escalation.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains found yesterday are thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Chardae Robinson's death. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
The tax credits could help since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. UW Green Bay has seen over a 5% increase in spring enrollment, making this year the highest spring student count of 8,025. This comes as other four-year colleges across the state and nation are reporting sharp declines in enrollment. UW Green Bay says it sees growth in the Rising Phoenix program, nursing, psychology, writing and applied arts, and sociology and anthropology programs. Former journalist Kelly Peterson of DePere has announced her candidacy for the newly drawn 2nd Senate District.
Like a lot of Wisconsinites, I'm frustrated. We don't want to see women's reproductive rights taken away. We don't want to see parents out of work because there's not enough child care. We don't want to see veterans struggling for health care. We want our voices heard.
The 2nd Senate District includes portions of Outagamie, Shawano, Oconto, and Menominee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a best-of-7 series against the Indiana Pacers Sunday night, a team they lost to 4 out of 5 games this past season. I asked Bucks head coach Doc Rivers if he's had talks with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just talking about the other games, you know, talked to him a lot about the 5 games they've had with Indiana and things that he's seen and things he thinks we need to do, things we can't do anymore. So he's been valuable there.
Marquette introducing their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra was an assistant at MU before becoming the head coach at Charlotte. I asked, what's it like being back at Marquette as a head coach?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs near 50. It will be windy out of the west, gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 33, still a bit breezy. Mostly sunny with a high near 49 on Saturday, 59 in sunshine on your Sunday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I'm joined in studio by award-winning musician, chef Ace Champion, and Terry Barr, who will preview some music she will feature on Max Inc. Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're having a fun show today. It is Friday, and we're going to be having Todd Magnuson from Rock and Roll Land Record Store Day coming up tomorrow. We're going to have him back to talk a little bit because Fridays is kind of our music day, so our unbelievable aficionado over here,
Mr. Dennis Peters.
Dennis Peters, we want him to talk shop with Mr. Todd Magnuson from Rock and Roll Land, because I'm sure you're like the rest. Although you're a little bit young for record stores.
Hard no. I'm not.
But anyway,
I'm of the age, believe me.
Christy and Dennis Day for the weekend. What's up?
Yes.
I just realized that Todd and I are brothers. He has no idea.
Aww.
But I can't wait to pounce this on him. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay. Well, by the way, I said you were getting ripped. It's because the guys were talking. They're the Black Cat. I always get that wrong.
Yeah.
I always get that wrong.
Weird.
But where they have local musicians, and he said, well, some of the local musicians charge really a lot.
Oh, sure.
And so we all pointed at you.
Well, you're not wrong. You get what you pay for.
Damn there right. You go.
We're here to make memories. Memories, what do they cost? They're priceless.
Exactly.
Come on now.
That is the right answer.
I will stop this car.
So what's going on?
Yes, good morning, boys. So there is a big one in town. Jerry Seinfeld, presented by the Widener. That is April 20th. Tickets can be purchased through Ticketstar, 1-800-895-0071. The show starts at 7 p.m. For those of you who may not know him, America's premier comedian Jerry Seinfeld comes to the Widener Center Coffin Family Hall stage in Green Bay to perform his newest stand-up routine on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. And he has been hailed for his uncanny ability to joke about those.
Did you see him one time? No, you didn't? Okay.
Uncanny ability to joke about the little things in life that relate to the audience everywhere.
Has he been here before? He's in Milwaukee, I know.
He's been here.
I know he's been in Milwaukee, but he has been Green Bay.
Oh, no. At the Widener, I think.
Yes. Oh. I love
nice.
That.
It's a show about nothing.
People used to call me Elaine because when I would have one or two cocktails, I would dance like her. Seriously, I would get that special little
serenity
dance.
Now.
Yeah,
serenity now.
I think you actually sound like her.
Absolutely,
she laughs. You laugh,
and
like
I bet
her
she
too,
dances like her too.
I do. I actually have a shirt that says my volleyball league. I had a shirt that said Elaine on the back of it.
I believe it.
And I love that big hair. And another one tonight, comedian Anthony Jeselnik. That is also presented by the Widener. That is tonight. Tickets can be purchased through Ticketstar again, 1-800-895-0071. That show starts at 7 p.m. And for those that don't know him, he is a stand-up comedian widely known for his Netflix specials, podcasts, and Comedy Central roast.
Nice.
So that'll be a fun one. And over at our friends at the Epic, the big show that I know you guys have been talking about all week, Meet Me in Margarita Bay, the Jimmy Buffett tribute presented by the one and only New Community Shelter.
I'll be there.
Yes, at Epic Event Center. Tickets are $100, and it's from 5 to 10 p.m.
That's going
to
be fun.
And there's for
the,
sure.
All the food stations, and then my job, they had me on cleanup. But I don't know. And I'm like, look, I don't want to do cleanup. I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
We did cleanup yesterday. You should. He was a killer cleaning up the streets here yesterday.
I shared that video.
You should have called me. I'd have been there to help.
Yeah, that was fun.
I shared that video when John's like, look, I got a quarter. Are you impressed? I just
about you try picking up a quarter with one of those things. That is not easy.
I know, right?
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. No.
I was not.
You were too.
I was?
But you were.
Oh.
Don't. Okay. Stop.
Okay. Anyway, when the lady was giving us instructions, we had those pickers, you know, and he untied my shoes.
You should have untied
just
his
like
because
school.
He can't tie
shoes. No, he doesn't have shoes. He's got those old man slipper things. He doesn't have shoes.
Velcro.
Sorry,
Velcro.
Everybody knew because John kind of struggles with tying
okay,
his
anyway,
shoes.
Okay, anyway,
I still do bunny ears.
I know, I love it.
I never learned how to do them any other way.
So, yes, right? And if you don't, if, oh my God.
I like the look, though.
It's true.
Whatever works.
It was always funny during football if you're in the huddle and your shoes in, and I'm doing bunny ears.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, what you got to
loop,
do, right?
Swoop,
and
pull.
See, Dennis knows. And
is that a play?
Anyway. Get your tickets now for the Meet Me in Bay Margarita Tropical Rock Party. Everybody wants in a little bit of sunshine paradise, so don't miss out. If you don't have tickets, you can call 920-437-3766. Extension 103.
We have some of those this week.
We did. Yeah. And we have a ton of support from the Parrot Club.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
There's a local chapter here, and
that's
they've
great.
Been great to work with. We actually have live parrots there.
I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, to get off cleanup committee, did I tell you this?
No,
I'm
you
like,
didn't.
Look, I have to leave. My flight tomorrow's at 5:30, so I said, I don't want to stay and clean up. And they're like, look, we have parrots there. We want people to take pictures. But I said, well, I'll do that. They said, we already got somebody, and she's working that section of the event. I said, well, how much is she getting? She goes, $5 a picture. I said, I'll get 10. She goes, okay, you do it. So $10 to get your picture taken with the parrot. Anyway.
I love it. And one last event for Green Bay. So it's Earth Day, Adopt a Beach event. This is presented by Green Bay Sail and Paddle, Saturday, April 20th. If you don't know where that is, it is located at 101 Bay Beach Road here in Green Bay. This is absolutely free. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is really important. I hope a lot of people turn out. Green Bay Sail and Paddle, in partnership with Paradise North, is hosting a beach cleanup as part of the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt a Beach program. Every year, thousands of volunteers participate in cleanups across all five Great Lakes around Earth Day. Mm. Volunteers remove tens of thousands of pounds of litter, most of it plastic, from the Great Lakes shorelines. So check it out. Do a great, that's a great cause, and get out. And if you get a voucher, you get a free drink at Paradise North. And at the conclusion, there's free kitty cocktails for those under 21. My favorite.
Just got a text here. 15th annual Ladies of Bluegrass benefit to fight cancer at the Watering Hole tomorrow.
Nice.
Raffles, seven different bluegrass bands.
Oh, I love it.
Cold beer and booyah.
Awesome.
Cannot beat that.
Do we know of some of those bands that are coming to that? And by the way, keep the text coming. That's awesome.
Yes.
We love it.
About the other things that you folks know about going out around town, please let us know. We'd love to publicize some. And if you know of any of the bluegrass bands that are going to be there, please let us know.
Yes.
I love bluegrass. I've worked a couple bluegrass bashes over the years.
Have you really?
Of mine.
Do you do
over
bluegrass?
In Cecil.
Have you done it?
No, but I smoked plenty, man. No,
oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And tomorrow is 4:20,
I'm sorry.
So congratulations on that.
You were singing like Cheech Marin for a while there, so I thought I had to throw that in there.
Just drop in, Boosie. What condition? My condition is in.
I sound like Cheech Marin to me.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut for once.
Do I have a license? What do you mean, man? Yeah, I think it's in front of my car.
I just saw the Mexican Americans review the other day, and it was just funny.
Didn't everybody watch Up in Smoke at one point in life?
How many times?
Yeah.
Countless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Except Jim.
Pointing at Jim.
Except Jim's the only Jim's like, what are you talking about?
I don't watch movies.
What are you
I don't watch
about?
TV. So that's what I got going on
that's
in Green
awesome.
Bay. What do we got going in the Fox Valley, Dennis?
I was
going
to say, you are.
Oh.
I got nothing. No, I got plenty of things going on.
Awesome.
I wanted to also support, once again, our Marine Corps League Bingo happening in Oshkosh. I love those guys.
Yep, absolutely.
The Winnebago Detachment Marine Corps League. On 4715 Sherman Road in Oshkosh. I'm going to say it until I can't anymore.
Good.
About these guys,
please do.
You know?
Absolutely.
And raising money again for the the Winnebago Detachment Marine Corps mm-hmm. League. Yep. Average cost $30 per person. Covers one sheet and six cards in all games. Four posted special. Progressive jackpot bingo. It's mass hysteria. Things coming at you full board.
I would actually like to do that. I love playing bingo.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I love playing. You know, the only time I play it, though, is on the when I've gone over on the Badger.
Oh,
the ship.
Oh, that's fun. Got that. Yeah. That's awesome.
That would be a perfect job for me, being the bingo guy on a cruise.
Hands
the bingo
caller.
And then sing.
Absolutely.
Well, not with the singing.
And
but
doing
the
lounge style, too.
Yeah.
I-17.
But do you know, oh, my God.
Oh.
Do you know?
Thank you, Amanda.
The claw.
Oh, thank you.
That's the new version of the
I'm
claw.
Oh,
I love
these.
Does
anybody have a quarter?
Oh, my goodness. What would this be called? What would be the official name for one of these?
A garbage picker.
I like the claw.
Look at him
Here's
go.
A quarter.
Hired.
I got a question. Well played.
Did you notice
well done. I put... Nice.
John, you're incredible.
I'm so good with these.
Is there anything
That's
you can't
you
do?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did you notice I just put everything in my pockets? Because
yes!
he will be screwing around with that thing the rest of the show.
All of a sudden, Jim starts feeling something in the back of his trying his wallet.
Get that, wait, he gets a tissue.
I'm a little concerned, pal. Nice. Well done.
You're welcome.
Pen. So I get into the studio with you guys this morning, and I see these two coffee mates with French vanilla sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what? Am I non-dairy lactating today?
Oh, my God.
What's going on around here?
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
What's going on?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right.
This, though, will never get old to me.
This will never get old.
Ever.
I'm going to be with this in the studio every day.
And feel free to go around the entire City Deck Landing. It's all yours.
Pick stuff up.
I'll give you, like, little bonus beers or something.
I was going to ask you something. I forgot. You ever have that?
Feed me, Seymour.
Just going to ask you. Sorry. Okay, go
Feed
ahead.
Feed me, Seymour.
It'll anyway. Come to you. He got
yes,
too
will.
Excited
go
with the picker.
Yes.
There's one thing happening on Sunday. It's kind of special and
dear to your heart.
It is. It is. We were celebrating PETA Kotobalavu. He was the big... He was the founder and everything of the reggae band Unity, the band.
Oh, okay.
He passed away from cancer this year, and there's going to be a celebration of life for him in Oshkosh, 1-5, at the Fifth Ward Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
awesome.
1009 or 1009 South Main Street in Oshkosh.
Which is it?
I emceed a thing with the reggae bands years ago. Me and Murphy did at the casino. That was a lot of fun. I mean, those people just... They come to those concerts and they just enjoy them.
Nothing, yes. Nothing about price that I see, but it's 1-5. They'll be sharing stories about PETA, music, memories. He's, you know, man, what an impression he left on the people of that in that community.
And you know, Dickie Betts passed away too.
Yes, I saw that. And Todd doesn't miss that. He plays with a lot of Allman Brothers and what have you.
We also got this right here. Want to read that one, Dennis? You see it going on in Appleton?
Them Coolie Boys Saturday at Appleton Beer Factory on College Avenue. That's awesome.
Cool.
Am I saying that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
College Avenue.
Can't miss it.
No. Because this is the time of year a lot of stuff's happening, though. It's like we got through winter. People want to get out and do
now
stuff.
Now he's just talking with that garbage picker.
Yeah. But it is. That cabin fever.
Yeah.
This is a good weekend to
Everybody
get out.
Everybody wants to get out now.
Sure.
There's what a variety of things we have, right? From the Jimmy Buffett, Seinfeld.
Yes.
All right the stuff down in Appleton.
Right.
Just, and this whole record thing that we're going to get back to, Dennis, in just a minute after the break.
And we got some amazing musicians coming up live.
But there's some cool stuff coming on this weekend. So, I mean, it's awesome.
It's a good time to be alive, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. It's great to have you guys. We're going to be talking music. We got Todd coming back on. Good stuff. Great job letting us know what's going on in the community.
Thank you, boys. Always a pleasure.
You bet. We come back. We have some live music and a whole bunch of other stuff. Mono on the Mayor.
Woo.
Back after this.
So don't wait down the Holiday Road. West Coast Kid, Holiday Road,
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back! One of our favorite things, in fact, our favorite thing for the week, with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band is in here to talk about fellow musicians and lovers of the music.
Your expectations, man. Come
yeah,
on
sorry
now.
About that. Well, we got Todd Magnus in here. We're talking with Todd earlier because this is a really big weekend. And first of all, Dennis, you're not as old, like I said, as Jim and I or anything, but did you have record stores you'd go to when
Absolutely,
you were
a kid? Absolutely, you bet. As a matter of fact, in there was a record store, if you want to call it that, in the IGA, the Cops IGA in La Toma, no longer there. But yeah, you would go down there and you get your top 40 songs would be there in the 45 form.
And there'd be the list, the little poster of
Absolutely,
the top 40?
Absolutely, you bet. Absolutely, yeah. You'd have the billboard posting and all of that and what have you. So yeah, those are my first impressions. In being in a small town,
and
yes.
Wasn't it exciting though to go to it and you'd see a new album or something?
Without a doubt, man. That I was thinking of that on the way here. A great discussion you guys had earlier, and it's for me as a kid, music was the attachment to the outside world.
Absolutely,
it was everything. You know, you had your TV and you had your newspaper. You know, but music, that was the connection to the outside world for sure.
And the reason
you know?
Todd stuck around and we're so excited about this is tomorrow is Record Store Day. Record Store Day Saturday. And 1,000 of these independent record stores are not only featuring
around
the world. Right, around the world. But there's also some new releases coming out, which I think is really cool, the connection that they have with some of these musicians. And, you know, Todd, of course, is located at 838 Military Avenue. There's a lot of people that come, so you're going to not only see some great product there, but you're going to meet some really cool people that are like you, Todd, right? I think they're really into what's your favorite album cover, what's this, what's coming?
Yeah, tons of music fans, record fans, collectors all across the board.
Do you guys have frames for albums?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I want to buy some of those.
Yeah.
And the other thing he's got, just he sells the, John and I call them record players, but...
record player turntables.
So
we have... We got some refurbished used ones, so we always have something in stock.
Needles,
oh yeah.
Right. Those are sometimes hard to find.
They are, and I usually can track down an old one if somebody's got the old needle. Ooh. That's always the key.
That's cool. Isn't it great, though, Dennis, that vinyl is... And young kids are discovering
vinyl.
That's
the beauty of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many young, new fans. Like, I love it when I see a 12 or 13-year-old kid coming in, and they're pulling crazy stuff that even at my age, at that... point and that you know they're buying jazz records or blues records and I'm like wow that's awesome
that's fantastic.
I think there's something that connects people to a time, it's music, but I think what connects people, everybody says it's sports, but really music connects people with each other.
I
because
agree.
I was telling Johnny that back in the day when I used to run, I by mistake my daughter and I switched
iPods
playlists. That's what it really was. And I'll tell you, I couldn't believe how much music she had on that was the same music I had on mine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Beatles.
That's a credit to you.
I think young kids, they'll inevitably find that stuff on their own. And it's always cool.
Right.
A customer yesterday was buying a record for his 14-year-old and he wanted Pink Floyd. And I'm like, that's so cool. You know, he's like, it took him a minute, but he discovered
that's
it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Dark Side of the Mood?
So it was Dark Side of the Moon. Oh, yeah.
So what's it like for
wait, what picture we're talking about? Album covers?
Yeah.
Was it Pink Floyd that had the one where the guys had just taken a leak?
No, that was the Who.
Oh, that was the Who.
That's why I said that. I said that earlier. Yeah. Who's next?
Oh, yep. That's right.
Speaking of Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, maybe that.
You're right. Dennis got to ask you. We were asking everybody this.
So what's it like now when you see kids come in? Sorry. You know, come in to the store. Because, you know, for kids, they don't think of the tangible aspect.
Right.
You know.
Some do. You know, some still want that physical thing. And I love it when they want that. When they want the hard copy of something. And they're not just streaming it. You know, you still get the people that a kid might say, look at a record and not know it, and you can see him listening to it on his phone. I'm like, come on, you just got to buy it, you know?
So what, they do pull the record to the ear?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's a bad joke.
Bad joke. What I was going to ask is, do you remember your first album?
You don't know this yet, but we're brothers. My first record was Kiss Alive, too.
Nice.
Followed by The Village People. Huh? Same record label.
Yeah. Okay.
Records. Yeah. My parents gave that to me when I was like 7, 8 years old or whatever it was.
Okay.
I say me, but it was the brothers, but we all had, it was kind of a community gift. But yeah, so.
You never forget that.
Absolutely.
Always, when you'd have, for Christmas even or your birthday, and you always knew it was an album with the way it was wrapped. Obviously, you couldn't hide that.
Yeah.
But right. It was always so exciting. Like, what album is this?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right. I love it.
But that's a tangible part of it, though. It's that. Viewing the picture of that Kiss album in my head, that's what made me say, I want to do this.
Oh,
really?
Absolutely. That was the switch. It's like, whatever that is, I want to do that.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah.
Very cool.
What's cool about this record store day, and Johnny and I both have daughters and teenagers are getting a little bit older, but this is a family thing to come to because there's some, you know, there's stories to be shared, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, everything from Taylor Swift to The Who, you know, it's just pretty cool album covers that are out there. And
be across the board, you know, there'll be fathers and kids and mothers and daughters, and it'll be everybody, age.
When I was in college, the big band was Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
My son in college, Fleetwood Mac.
Rumors, they did a Rumors picture disc. Record store day tomorrow.
Did they really?
Oh, wow, yeah. Fantastic.
It's unreal. You know, that's that cool Rumors record, I could have 100 of them and it wouldn't be enough.
They'll be gone?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Remember Rihanna playing an AM radio back in the day? The sound was just so warm on the radio. You could hear that in both ears because stereo.
Yeah.
And man, it just takes you back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
We talked about more.
It, and with the glam band too, it's just, I think one of the reasons you had a great following, but it really brings you back to a time that was pretty fun. Not so stressful. You know, it wasn't all this, you know,
left. That.
It was just more of like, we're just going to chill in the 80s. So anyway, music,
that.
I love music.
Do you think there's ever been one year that stands out over the years?
1983.
Okay.
82.
Michael Jackson.
That's a good year. I discovered a lot of new music.
1971 is a very magical year. If you ever listen to the Professor of Rock on the YouTube, Professor of Rock, subscribe to him and whatever. He has T-shirts for particular musical years. And those are particularly big years, you know, for music. 71, 83, or 82, whatever it was.
Love it.
A bunch of them. Yeah, yeah. Those are particular years where just so much happened in the business.
Like Stairway to Heaven, I want to say, was 71, wasn't it?
I think, was it earlier than that?
Or was it? Okay. Maybe 69. All right. But I love that era. From like about 60, I'd say 68 to 72. My favorite era of music of all types.
I know, 82, 83, Reagan showed up. I mean, I think country was like having some hope.
Oh, yeah.
Iran crisis was over, right?
Okay, I guess, but I'm just saying for my own self. Oh, the Packer glory years, Al.
Right, there you go.
I remember getting that for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
That was exciting.
I see those come in every so often.
Do you? We only have about a minute left. Tell me what people can expect at your place tomorrow.
It'll be a good line. We got goodie bags for the first people in line.
Ooh.
There's a glass coffee house.
I'm camping out right now, man.
And you open at 7, right?
7 a.m.
Nice.
You said there'll be a line when you come to open the doors?
People will start lining up as early as midnight.
And coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Midnight tonight.
Coffee tent. You mentioned coffee tent. Coffee, show up. No excuses.
Coffee tent at 5 in the morning. We have a porta potty outside for all the people waiting in line.
Fantastic.
So. Right. That's just a cool event. That's awesome.
Yeah. Todd, give yourself one last plug, buddy.
Rock and Roll Land.
And you're located at?
838 South Military Avenue.
The old Army Navy Surplus Store.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Love it. Congratulations on what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, Todd.
You come back again, okay?
Yes.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We come back. We have some live music with Dennis. Stay with us.
Baby, come as you are with just your heart. And I
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 17 middle school students from across eastern Wisconsin are competing in the 2024 National Civics Bee Saturday. The Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce is hosting the event in which students will show their knowledge of civics and discuss how to solve a community problem. Winners will be invited to compete in the inaugural National Civics Bee National Championship in the fall. The event will be held at Lawrence University's Memorial Chapel in Appleton. This year marks the 38th year of Waterfest in Oshkosh. It's the summer concert series at the Leach Amphitheater. Michael Dempsey says music lovers attend the events, but so do people who are there to experience something different.
Our formula is part community, where they want to come in and support something. A third of the people are in there to experience a nice day out.
Tickets to Waterfest 38 are available at waterfest.org. Season tickets are buy three, get one free for a limited time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino is bound and determined to make his 10th film his last. The jury is still out on which film that will be, as he pulled away from a project he had in the works called The Movie Critic. The Hollywood Reporter also says he was working on an R-rated Star Trek film that has also fallen by the wayside. Tarantino maintains that directors do not get better as they get older, and he wants his filmography to remain unblemished. Actress Sydney Sweeney received an apology from producer Carol Baum. Baum, whose credits include Father of the Bride, badmouthed Sweeney while giving a talk in New York, relating to the audience what she told her students at USC, saying, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act." The New York Post says that due to the backlash from Sweeney's representatives, Baum apologized, sort of, saying, "Crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't my style." You sure? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs near 50. It will be windy out of the west, gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 33, still a bit breezy. Mostly sunny with a high near 49 on Saturday, 59 in sunshine on your Sunday.
It's 39 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, LA film critic.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning, our favorite part of the week. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band joining us with some fellow brothers and sisters in the musical biz. Take it away,
you.
Dennis.
Ramona, how are you doing? Haven't seen you since last time. Looking good?
I know. Thank you so
much. Introduce us to your flower here.
Well, yes, this is our flower. He identifies as a different flower every show. So whatever he's feeling, but his real name is Tom Zwicker. He's my best friend of about 5 years. And
good to see you, brother. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Ramona and the flower.
Yes.
How do you deal with that? It's like, you know, Boogie and the Yo-Yos or Hootie and the Blowfish, you know?
I mean. He's the Blowfish.
Maybe we should change that. Yeah, to Ramona and the Blowfish. And the blow. I like that.
I don't know if I want to be known as the Blowfish, though.
Ramona and the Blower.
Kind of change.
You know.
So Amanda brought you in today.
Yes, yeah. She gave me a phone call a couple days ago and dropped your name. You dropped mine, and here we are. And
I didn't feel a thing. That's awesome.
No, fantastic. It's been great. Yeah, this is a fantastic opportunity, and we are very appreciative.
You have a really neat story about how you got started. You're kind of a late starter. You know, you were kind of one of those folks that kind of did things before you did this.
Yes.
Talk about how you got into this.
I have been singing and acting my whole life, been in plays and musicals, and never really was in a band setting before. So I kind of just went to open mics, open jams, karaoke, got to know a lot of people, and then got an audition for Panic Station a couple years ago. And that really put my foot in the door and really got me into this world of performance and with people. So it's been fantastic, the growth. And unfortunately, that disbanded. But in doing so, Tom and I, we've always talked about doing music together. And this was our opportunity. We started a year ago. Our first show was a year ago, April. And it's been a wild ride since. It's been phenomenal.
You're pretty busy, which is fantastic.
Yes, yes. We kind of overbooked last year. You know, we were doing about 10 shows a month. And
nice.
We decided to scale back a little bit. And I think it was a good learning curve. So now this summer, we kind of scaled back to about 5-6 shows a month, but leaves us room to go see other people perform and
like
have
that
a life.
Happens, right? People say, come on, see us play. I really like that.
Yeah.
But there are times when you have the weekend, you got other things to do. I got to rake the yard. I got to scale some fish.
Yep.
But you guys are supportive. The community, the music community is really supportive, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. We've had so many affiliations and new friends and old friends come out to see us, and the suggestions are great. You know, half our set lists are from requests, so it's like, they're doing the work for us.
that's helpful too. It's so neat because the music community is
supportive.
The word community is used too much, I think,
right.
But it's so small, and everybody knows each other. It's like a small town,
and everybody's gone through some of the same hurdles and pitfalls and struggles and whatever, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's been great, and the people that we've met have been nothing short of supportive and phenomenal with us. So
it's phenomenal. When you guys kind of got together and you want to collaborate, did you each say what's your strength? What's your strength? What's your weakness? What's your weakness? I'm always fascinated how. What brings people together for something like this?
I'll say leg raises. I'll bet it's leg raises for a moment.
I got an idea. How about you just shut up for
a
while?
Don't share my secrets, Dennis.
He's making fun of me today. We did a leg lifting contest live on the air.
That was awesome.
And I lost.
Oh, shoot. Well, maybe after this,
I got your back in that. It's not your fault.
Yeah, no, you're not in here. Get into this, Ramona. No, you're not allowed.
I mean, we've been in the scene together now for about 5 years, and I always say for our collective, what we do, we span what did I say? Like five, six decades worth of music. I grew up with a lot of older music, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, considered old. But I love the classics.
What you said, the oldest 80s. My shoes are from the 80s.
But I'm an old soul. I like older music. Pretty much any genre. And then Tom here fills in with like 90s, 2000s, 2010, alternative, indie, you know, funk, stuff like that. Nice. And so we are able to bring such a variety, and definitely thankful for my days in Panic Station. I've learned so much from those guys, and and the music they've introduced me to. We kind of carried that over into segment and really giving us a chance to be very versatile. And people, like I said, that throw requests our way, teach us every show. We just have a new song that we can do. So that's, we're definitely phenomenal. Known for variety. And we just keep building off of each other, and we kind of try and make the music our own.
That's fun. But, you know, we're talking with Todd here, Magnuson from Rock and Roll Land, Tomorrow's Record Store. So I get a feeling you were almost like Dennis and I were talking, and even Jim and him. We grew up with record stores, and you're pretty young. Yeah. But there was still something magical about that music. That, mm-hmm. And I love it that you're a young person, but you have great appreciation for the 50s, 60s, 70s. I think that's awesome.
I honestly think it's the greatest time span of music ever made.
Can confirm.
Ever made there. Hands down.
If you could go back to...
Oh, here comes Tom. Oh,
I thought you weren't going to speak.
I will fight you.
If you could go back for 1 year, what would it be? Didn't you say 1971? Or was it Todd that said 71?
Was it 71?
71.
1983, 1982.
Okay. Yep.
Big, big momentum.
So my mother was born in 51.
Okay.
She got to experience all the great decades of music. Oh, so I always say if I had to choose a year, it would be 1950. If the first 10 years of my life, I grew up with 50s, teenagers, 60s, you got the Beatles, you got, you know, people, British coming right over with their awesome music. 70s, 80s, I'm in my 20s and 30s by that time and just rocking out to the classics.
Cool.
That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
I love it.
1967, another big momentous year.
Very big year.
As well, yeah, you bet. Yeah. Now you're talking about like Mamas and the Papas.
California Dreamin'.
Music, oh, you betcha, you know, yeah.
But not, the harmony of some of those groups was amazing, wasn't it?
I know.
The music of the Vietnam War era.
Yeah.
You bet.
I remember seeing a
video. I love
video.
CCR.
Same. A video of the Mamas and the Papas. They were on a TV show performing live, and I can't remember the girl eating the banana.
Ed Sullivan show. Yes.
They were so mad that they didn't get to perform live. She just ate a banana. That was awesome. I was
all
like,
the leaves are brown.
Oh my no.
And the skies are gray.
So is my banana.
So great. Yeah. 1950.
Love it.
Final answer.
Fantastic. So when we're talking about what influences people, what is it? Oh, yeah, we're going to have you play it up. Like, one last question here. What influences people? And what did you say this morning that influenced you right off the bat?
It was my first record.
Yeah.
The Kiss Alive album. I saw that. Ooh. And the fidelity of it, of course, they went back and tracked over it. And who knew it as a kid that they were going to go back in the studio and doctor it up and everything? But who cares?
Who cares?
It was explosive. Yeah. It was monstrous. It was like, yeah.
I used to love live albums. Yep. How about for yourself, Ramon?
Honestly, the car rides with my mom going to school, we would always listen to 103.1 WOGV.
OGV.
That was it. That's where music changed my life.
Beautiful.
And I wouldn't be where I am today without it.
So. Okay, go ahead.
Give me yours.
It's like, you know, go ahead. Who was it? Flock of Seagulls or somebody there. Go ahead.
You say, what's that?
Radiohead was the band that changed my life, essentially.
Okay, outstanding. Yeah. Can you guys do something for us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give the guy credit? Radiohead, very influential. Well, that's a great
example. Dennis, can you put that mic right by his guitar?
As long as he doesn't bite.
There you go.
Too hard.
There you go.
Yeah, are we just doing one today?
Whatever you guys want. Can you do two?
The floor is
yours. We can
do you got 7 minutes. Can you get in two songs in seven minutes?
Let's start with Voices Carry. Yeah, we're going to do Teal Tuesday. This is where my genre of music comes in.
Something he's thinking of to tear him away. Hey. When I find myself falling in love, what does he say? Hey. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, oh.
so hard not to get upset. Because I know all the trouble I'll get. Oh, he tells me tears are something to hide and something to fade. So I try so hard to keep it inside so no one can hear. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, oh. Oh, no. Keep me in line. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, oh, hush, hush, shut up now. Voices carry. Keep it down now, voices carry. And hush, hush, now he won't let me talk. Hush, hush, now he won't let me talk.
Awesome!
Thank you, thank you.
You know what song I could see you doing phenomenal at?
All of them.
Well, yeah. Phenomenal voice. And there's a little something I heard. It's like, where did I hear that? What's going on?
Oh, yes, the phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you do that? You could do her.
Yes, we do that.
You do that song. I'm thinking, where have I heard this voice before? It's like, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I've been told I sound like a lot of people. Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, okay. Janis. Yes.
Okay.
Kim Carnes, we do. Yeah, you're so vain.
Kim Carnes. Forgot about her.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Talk for 2 minutes. I got to talk to Todd because we're going to, carry you guys over, and I want you guys to pick the next song you want to do. I know he doesn't want to do, the flower doesn't want to do Bobby McGee. Ramona and the Wilted Flower.
Oh, hey-o.
The Venus flytrap.
Feed me, Seymour.
I got to tell you guys something. And I mean this to you, Dennis, and to you guys. Being so close to talent like this is like, you get goosebumps. Seriously. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can watch you guys on stage. You can do whatever. But it's like, you got to bring this magic right here, 2 feet away from us. It's cool. I'm just being honest. I don't mean it's like a music groupie, but I have so much appreciation.
You're just feeling the energy, man. That's what it is.
Absolutely. I've always wanted to be a professional singer. And up until Jim here, the mayor, crushed my dreams. So I have to live vicariously through you people.
We'll do a duet some other time.
Promise?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That just means you got to have us back, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Darn.
Okay.
The punishment is not too bad, eh?
Oh, man. We're going to be throwing it to a break, and you guys decide what song you want to do next, okay?
Sounds great.
I would love Bobby McGee, but whatever you want, or if you want to do a little compilation, whatever you guys are most comfortable with, do that, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
What's that band called? Radio Heed? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Hey, you know something I never thought of? How come you don't have a woman in your band?
Because I sing like one.
Hey!
Because I sing like one.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Ramona and the Flower, they're phenomenal. One more live song coming up as soon as we come back. Stay with us.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
happy Friday morning, folks. WGBW, WISS. It's the weekend, and we're here in the studio with Ramona and the flower.
Hey, the wilted flower.
Not for long.
Thanks for noticing, he says.
He agreed over the break. We're doing it.
So you did a fantastic, that was a fantastic job, by the way, of how you made that song your own, as you said. Mm-hmm. And you never did an outro like that before. You just kind of flung it together, and it just fell into place, and it was beautiful.
Thank you.
And it just happened.
That outro is like 3 minutes long. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, right. That's a great
way
to.
I was looking at you. I was like.
That's a very awesome, experienced way of finessing your way into the end, you know, and the old head nod and all of that jazz. So
it worked.
So what are you playing next, by the way?
Well, we're about Quest, so we will absolutely do Bobby McGee.
Where's your next show?
Actually,
tell us
tonight,
where to find you.
Yeah, tonight at Mackinac's Bar and Grill the east side. Yeah, 6 to 9 tonight. So come have some dinner.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, come get some dinner.
Love it.
Yeah, but you can always follow us on social media, Ramona and the Flower Green Bay, and you'll see all of our shows. We're going to start putting together our poster for the summer, and it's going to be great. Second summer.
We're
excited.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Love this very much. So what do we got coming up next?
I think we're gonna do some Bobby McGee. We're gonna do some Janis.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're good with requests, and you know what?
Can you be just one question?
Yeah.
You can give me a one word answer. If I had vocal training, do you think I'd be a good singer? I mean, because I haven't had any training, Dennis.
One word answer. Yeah. Could be harsh.
Well, yes.
That wasn't one word. That's a stuttering word.
It's still a yes as a word.
Okay. Okay. She really wants to come back up.
Yes.
And everybody can sing, I promise you.
All right.
Everybody can.
I agree with that.
All right. My favorite song of all time coming up right here, right now.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans, Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way to New Orleans. Well, I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang me the blues, yeah. Oh, and she whopped a slapping time out. Was holding Bobby's hand in mine, and we sang every song that Driver knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, boy, if it ain't free, yeah. You know, when feeling good was easy, Lord, when and I sang the blues. You know, and feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. And then one day, I'm nestling in, oh, oh, I let him slip away. He was looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I'd trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. Now another boy if it ain't free, yeah. You know I'm feeling good. It was easy, Lord, when you sang the blues. You know I'm feeling good. Was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La-di-da, 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 la-di-da-da-da, Bobby McGee. La-di-da, la-di-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, la-di-da, Bobby McGee.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah.
That Fun was one. Is that, can I download that someplace somewhere? I mean, I know we're gonna have it on our Facebook and everything. I would listen to that driving in my car. That's wow, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We haven't done that one in a while, Tom.
Well played, homie. Well done.
Why were you so unconfident, Flower? That was amazing.
Thank you, yeah.
Ramona and the Flower, they're performing live tonight at Mackinac's in Green Bay.
Six to nine tonight.
You guys are amazing. What's that, Todd? Todd is telling me. Text. Oh, text.
Oh, yes.
Poor Tom, he's the talented Flower. Another text. Amazing. Yeah, let us know what you thought about them, folks. And Dennis, where are you guys this weekend?
We are in Kimberly at,
just tell me to move closer.
We're at Tanner's in Kimberly tomorrow night.
Oh, cool. That's almost West Tanner's.
Great place.
Great food.
Check it out.
You know, I've never been there.
And they have a pool. You love it. They have an ool there. No pee in it. There's an outside ool there as well.
What's an ool?
It's a pool with no pee in it.
Okay.
No pee?
His jokes are not good, just so you know.
Zoom.
You guys. We're wrapping it up. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend. I want to see you guys perform live. Folks, you got to see this duo. They are amazing.
Ramona and the Flower.
What
thank
a voice
you.
You've thank got you. And what a talent you are with the guitar.
Appreciate you guys.
Dennis Glam Band, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
You're the best. Hey, everybody, thank you all so very much for being here this week. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend. Back on Monday. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got Peter Barca. He's running for Congress against Brian Snell and air the grievances. You can be a part Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is